Who cares? This is the Garcia's Court Show, Google Podcast, App Podcast, Radio Tune Eater, the podcast app, because Spotify and Go Overcast. Here we go. It's the Garcia's Court Show. We are absolutely packed. We're live in Virginia Beach, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. Welcome to the show today, everyone. Interesting game last night. Chargers win. We'll get to that in a minute, but welcome to the show, everyone. Sunny, beautiful. Welcome to the show. We're live in Virginia Beach. So let me start with this, because this is interesting. So I said this. It's very interesting to me. Chargers win last night. They win by a good bit. And, you know, the Jets have one of the better defenses in the NFL. Certainly top 10. Probably not top 5. I would go top 6, top 7. But the Jets, regardless, have a very good defense. The Chargers, I felt like, I've said this, I've been very critical of Brandon Staley. Don't like him. Think they need a new coach. I don't trust him. There's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or so college football coaches that if I'm the Chargers, I'm looking at. And I think the offensive coordinator has done an amazing job with the Chargers. So I want to get with that. Justin Herbert, the last 2, 3 years, have been very good. Tough division, Patrick Mahomes, but outside of that, excellent, right? And I said there's two things about the Chargers that I don't like. Offensive coordinator, this was two years ago, offensive coordinator and head coach. They fixed the offensive coordinator, and today the Chargers are significantly better for it. Now, I do think that there's a few changes, including Brandon Staley, that I would make, but the Chargers are a better team because they have a different offensive coordinator. That matters. All right. Look at the great offenses out there. Kansas City, many people would say Jacksonville, Houston, you know, so Seattle. They all have very good offensive coordinators. It matters. And I think the Chargers got an excellent offensive coordinator. And you know who doesn't have a good offense? Buffalo, Dallas don't have great offensive coordinators. Both left. So it matters. And both, by the way, won't, you know, one receiver. Herbert is I thought has done an amazing job the last 3, 4 years. Got him to the playoffs once, built a big lead against Jacksonville and lost the game. Okay. The knock is well, you know, I've defended Herbert for a while and said, look, he doesn't have the greatest coach or offensive coordinator. He still doesn't have the greatest coach. He's got a good offensive coordinator. You could see it last night. He's getting better. The Chargers are getting better. And I think today, this morning, they're a top 12 team, in the maybe top 15 team in the NFL. They're getting better. Now, to be fair, I still don't love Brandon Staley, but I thought he outcoached the Jets last night. I don't like him. I still would. I don't care if the Chargers went out the rest of the season. I would still move off Brandon Staley. I don't trust him, and I think the Chargers would be better with a Jim Harbaugh. Plus, the market is bigger. You can coach Herbert. It's bigger. So I just think the Chargers, I think they're about one coach away and maybe a few players away on offense from being something very special in the AFC. I was wrong about them last year. I thought they were a top five team. They didn't look that. I mean, they made the playoffs. But when I watched them last night, there's something there with the Chargers. There is. I don't love the head coach. I think I would move off him soon, but there is something there with the Chargers, and if you're a Charger fan, I would be excited. You're about 2, 3, 4 moves away, I think, from being a top 4 team in the AFC. So, again, Herbert's been through a lot with the Chargers, and coach, offensive coordinator, didn't have the greatest receivers. Now he's got receivers. He's got a good offensive coordinator. Like I said, there's about 2 or 3 moves on the offensive line I would make. But that offensive line did extremely well. I mean, putting up 27 points without one of their best without a couple is really amazing. And if you're the Chargers, you should be excited. Brandon Staley's the only issue now I have with the Chargers. You have the offensive coordinator. You obviously have the quarterback. The defense is... They rebuilt that defense overnight a few years ago, and you're just about 2 or 3 moves away, I think, from being very special in a very tough AFC. I've defended Herbert for a while. This is why. There's not too many quarterbacks that look like that. And the Chargers, again, this is not an easy defense. This is Buffalo struggled against this defense. This is not an easy defense. And the Chargers looked very well at doing it last night. All right, so that was the first story again. Very interesting game. Now I want to talk about USC Caleb Williams. People are overreacting once again. Caleb Williams loses to Washington. Okay. Washington's a top five team in college football. There's not too many teams. Oregon, I think, is better. Michigan, Ohio State, Georgia. That's about it. That's it. There's not too many teams, I think, that are better than Washington. So, and you know who else they had a tough time against? There's a few other teams. Oregon, Washington, both really good teams. There's a lot of... I said it with C.J. Stroud, and I said it with Kenny Pickett. Now, Kenny Pickett, I think he needs to progress a little bit more than he is. But I said there's something there. I see something. I said it with C.J. Stroud. I would take C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young if I'm the Carolina Panthers. I said I think Kenny Pickett will be the first quarterback taken in last year's draft. He was. What's interesting about this, though, I will say this, is that I see something with Caleb Williams. He's not winning the Heisman this year. Okay, he won it last year. Not too many players have won it back-to-back. Who cares? But he's not making the playoffs. Okay, they're not winning the national championship. Who cares? A lot of great players the last year did not win a national championship. But what I see is a good arm, very mobile, escaped the pocket, not a ton of great receivers, couple really good defensive players, a good head coach, and an okay program. That's what Caleb Williams is this morning. He is overachieving. He is over. And by the way, the Pac-12 is no joke. Oregon, Washington, even Cal outside. Unless your name is Oregon, Cal looked good. So, you know, here's another one, Oregon State. There's about two or three, maybe four teams in the Pac-12 that are terrible. Terrible. Outside of that, it's a very tough conference. So I'm sorry if he loses to Oregon and Washington, struggles against Cal, and who cares? It's a tough conference. Now, I will say this. My concern is he's going to go to Chicago, or he's going to go to Arizona, or he's going to go to Denver. Denver wouldn't be that bad, but at least organization like that, and it takes him a little bit to get going. That's okay. Look how long it took Jacksonville had to transform overnight. It took him 2 or 3 years. What I see is is a good kid. He was upset that he lost to Washington big time. It's okay. It's okay. I've defended Caleb Williams now for a while. Well, he didn't look good against Oregon State. He didn't look good against Oregon. He didn't look good against Washington. Number one, I think Oregon is flying under the radar, and people are not understanding that this team, I think, is very, very good. I mean, good enough that if you're Michigan, you should keep an eye on Oregon. That's the first thing. The second thing is Washington is a top five team. Oregon State probably might be the third best team in that Pac-12. It's okay. It is. Did you really think USC was going to go undefeated? Did you really think that they would crush Michigan and Ohio State? I watch USC this morning, and I get just a couple things. My opinion on Caleb Williams have not changed. It takes every quarterback a little while to get used to the NFL. Caleb Williams would go to Chicago or Arizona or some team like that. Take a year or two to get going and make them playoff contenders, especially either Arizona or Chicago, because they're both in the NFC, which is significantly weaker, versus the Jets or versus a bad team in the AFC, Raiders. I'm just saying. Keep your eye on Caleb Williams going number one overall. I definitely think he will. But the takeaway is if I'm Caleb Williams, I said this for a long time, he will go to the NFL draft. He will not stay in college. Well, he gets a lot more money. You want to play against Big, you know, Michigan, Ohio. I'm sorry. I think Caleb Williams goes to the NFL, either goes to Chicago, Arizona. I would rather Chicago. Why? Because Chicago could draft a very good receiver, second overall, probably Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State. And I think Chicago in 2 or 3 years, once they get the head coach, rebuild the offense, that defense is half decent. Chicago will be a playoff contender in 2 or 3 years. That's what I feel will happen with Caleb Williams. It's okay. They lost to Oregon. Oregon's crushing. Absolutely just amazing. Oregon's Georgia 2 years ago. It's incredible what they're doing to teams. Washington's a top five team, and Oregon State's the top, one of the better teams in the Pac-12. It's going to be okay. Caleb Williams will go number one overall, and I still think he is going to be a superstar in the NFL. Calm down. All right. So there was the second story. Well, coming up on the Cards of Course are my top five best teams in the NFL, top five best teams in the NBA. You know, it's amazing. Not the NBA, excuse me, the college football. Things have changed in both. I mean, college football, you're going to be surprised at what my top five are, I think. So that's coming up. It's the Carson's Court Show. We are absolutely packed. Those two things coming up. Let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Check them out today. www.creativemusicva.net. That was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company. Check them out today. Creative Music Entertainment. No breaking news. So that's all coming up on the Carson's Court Show. It's the Carson's Court Show. We're live in Virginia Beach. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day is still to come. My top five best teams in college football. Let's do NFL first. At five, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is a very good team. Keep your eye on Jacksonville. I like Trevor Lawrence. Easy schedule, easy division. Jacksonville at five. Number four, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. I like the Eagles a lot. Kind of a close game at Dallas. That's fine. The Eagles, Jalen Hurts is amazing. I really like the Eagles a lot. Number four, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. Number three, I have the Cincinnati Bengals. Now they're starting to look really good. Now I'm feeling better about my Cincinnati. Keep your eye on AFC championship contender team. Cincinnati's going to win a lot of games. They're back. Burrow's back. Keep your eye on the Bengals. Number three, the Bengals. Number two, Kansas City Chiefs. I like the Chiefs a lot. They're an excellent team. They barely beat Miami. So is everyone else. But they're a good team. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs. That leaves number one on my list, and that is the Baltimore Ravens. They're winning a lot of games, folks. My concern, I only have one, is can Lamar stay healthy? If Lamar stays healthy, I mean, they crushed Detroit. They crushed Seattle. They're just crushing people. So I have to put Baltimore at one. Number one, the Baltimore Ravens. So there you go. Probably six would be San Francisco. Seven, Seattle. Eight, Detroit. Those are that's probably my top eight right there. But all right, well, coming up, I have my college football list. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. It's the Carson's Court Show. We are live in Virginia Beach. College football, things have changed a lot, actually. I have a new number one. A new number two, excuse me. Well, actually, probably a new number one and number two. So that's coming up. Things have changed. Carson's Court Show. We're live in Virginia Beach. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's the Carson's Court Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Nancy. Welcome back to the Cards of Court. So final segment of the day is here. My top five best teams in college football. Let's begin at five. I have Washington. They're an excellent team. They'll win a lot of games. Number five, Washington. Number four would be Ohio State. They're a very good team. Very good. I think, you know, Michigan is we'll see what happens with Michigan this weekend. But I have four would be Ohio State. Three, Georgia. They're having close games all of a sudden. Close game this weekend. Again, SEC, very interesting to me this year. But I really keep like Georgia. Number three, Georgia. Number two, and this is an excellent team, is Oregon. Folks, they are flying under the radar. I think Oregon is your national champions. Providing they win if Oregon wins the Pac-12, they're going to make the playoffs and they're going to win the national championship. I really like Oregon. They have been blowing people away. People are talking about Michigan and Ohio State and Georgia. Oregon is crushing people. I mean, crushing people. They look good. I think there's a lot of NFL players coming out of that team. Oregon's going to win a lot of games. My mid-season to late-season pick to win the national championship. Keep your eye on Oregon. They're going to go far in this thing. Number two, Oregon. Number one, Michigan. The only reason Michigan's higher is I want to see what happens this weekend versus Penn State. I think Michigan is physical as heck, and I think they're going to push around a lot of teams, not named probably Oregon, but I just want to see what happens this weekend with Penn State and Michigan. That's why Michigan is still number one. Number one, Michigan. So there you go. Very interesting stuff. Right around top 6-7 Penn State for me. And then just outside the top 10, you have Utah, Oregon State, teams like that. Well, thank you for listening to the Cards and Court Show today. Thank you for listening to the Cards and Court Show today. For the final time today, we're live in Virginia Beach on this election day. And thank you for listening to the Cards and Court Show today, everyone. We will talk tomorrow. I do not own the copyrights to the intro song, The Final Countdown by Europe. Thanks and have a great day, everyone, for the final time. We are live in Virginia Beach. We will talk tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Carson's Court Show.